Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Borough Market Podcast, where we stroll around London's oldest food market each week to chat to the traders and producers to find the stories behind the stories. This week, we're at Ellie's Dairy, which has seen sales of raw goat milk rocketing and put billy goat back on the menu in British food. Joe Ralph, the dairy's Borough Market Manager, told me how it all started with a bet.
Debbie and David, who have been together for countless, I think 17, 18 years, and he used to do MG racing driving. So he used to go all around Europe, and the story that they told me on David's account of a very drunk night, that he would agree if he won the European Championship, he would buy her a goat. Debbie has always wanted goats ever since she was 3 years old, and so she's always wanted them. And he actually won the championship 3 times. So Ellie was obviously the first one that was bought for her, but then as he won the other 2 championships, 2 more were bought for her. So that was where the initial goats started. David's parents already had a farm, Broomhill Farm, which is in Kent. So they were originally cow dairy, that's what his father used to do. And then decided that maybe it was a time for a change and to change things up, so they went into decided to go into the goats.
So the goats changed Debbie's life and therefore David's?
Absolutely. Yes, as David quite often puts to me, he wished he never had alcohol on that night that he agreed to buy.
Debbie and David had no idea how big their business would become back then. Joe explains that, as with so many stories, life turned upside down when they had the kids.
To produce the milk from the goats, you have to put them into kid, and that was originally done, and they used to milk them by hand when they first started. As the herd grew slightly, they went to a mobile milk pump, so something on wheels that just hooks up to electricity and you can just do a couple of animals at a time. And then we introduced a milking parlour, so we got to having about 100 goats, and it was time to because it was taking so long to put a milking parlour in, so we have a parlour that takes 12 animals in at a time. I mean, this is quite key for Debbie and David because it's a chance for them to actually check over each of the animals twice a day and make sure that they're all fine. As milk starts to go up, which it will do now with kidding going in, milking will probably take 2 or 3 hours at its longest because they've got so much milk to give. But obviously when it's at our lowest point and the goats dry up naturally after about 9 or 10 months, then it's a much shorter process. But also what comes with that is we have less milk to sell and less cheese to make. So it's a fine line. Unfortunately, and we always say this at Christmas, that's when milk starts to really drop off. We'd love Christmas to be in June when we're at our highest point of producing milk.
Now, you're selling a lot of goat's milk. It's a very successful business. Let's be very clear about that. But how did that kind of come into the public consciousness now?
It's certainly changed a lot in the last 5 years. It's really become aware from advertising and public awareness. But there's a lot of health benefits, especially the fact that we're doing the raw milk. We're not just doing goat's milk that's pasteurised like a supermarket. So you've got, it's naturally lower in fat than cow's milk, so there's one benefit. But you've also got all the good bacteria and probiotics in the milk, which are very good for the gut. And
keeps
and
the gut guessing, doesn't it?
indeed.
Yeah, and stirs up the natural action of the gut, and that's the point, isn't it? So for lactose intolerant people, they're the ones who probably find goat milk in the first place.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so certainly, I mean, it's probably my biggest question that we're asked here. there's this misconception that some people think that the milk doesn't contain lactose. It's still a dairy product, but it's all to do with how quickly your body can digest the lactose in the milk. And because your body can digest the lactose in goat's milk far quicker than cow's milk, so your body doesn't develop the reaction to it. That can be said for any raw milk, because even with raw cow's milk, your body will break it down because you've got that natural good bacteria left in there to help the gut break down the lactose in it. Whereas with a pasteurised product, you're looking at all the bacteria being killed in the milk, so your body has to work much harder to break down.
Why would people choose goat milk over cow's milk then? If you've got two raw products side by side, why would you choose goat's milk?
Some people that are completely lactose intolerant to cow's milk, so there is one margin of people that we get there. But also flavour, the flavour is different. People have this misconception that the goat's milk is going to taste goaty. It's always the term that comes from it. But because we don't damage the milk through the heat process that pasteurisation causes, it's actually tastes like a very fresh cow's milk.
I think I need to try some actually. It's lovely packaging, by the way. It's very clean and fresh.
Very fresh, yes. White.
Yeah.
There we are, see what you think.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, it does taste a little goaty, I have to say.
You have a slight bit afterwards,
but
yes.
I love goaty, but I can taste the goatiness in it. But you're absolutely right. It tastes like that old-style milk.
Yes. I mean, that would have been done first thing this morning. So basically, and as I was saying, because milk is low at this point and time of year, I find myself bottling most mornings because that's the only time that there's any milk left in the tank. I make it so it's as fresh as possible, so that's what people can have.
So that's the milk. Now, we know goat's cheese. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the cheese, there's a question, 5 of our own cheeses. They are all pasteurised, but we do something that's called batch pasteurisation rather than what would be known as flash pasteurisation. So our cheese is pasteurised to 63 degrees but held for 30 minutes. It's a much more slower, gentle process that doesn't damage the milk as much. Flash pasteurisation will be pushed through a heated process that will heat it up very, very quickly and then cool down straight away as well.
And that's for the mass production?
The commercial side of things, yeah. It's the easiest way to do it, and they can bring it straight down to temperature to what they want. Whereas with the batch pasteurisation, I'm heating very slowly. That also means I have to cool down very slowly as well. It's nothing complicated. Basically, the vat where we store the milk when we're heating it literally has a hose pipe attached to it so that the cold water cools it down on a much more gentle scale. That also helps with the fact that we don't get such a strong goaty flavour from it. It's never been proven, but there is this thinking that with heavy handling of the milk, with pushing it through at an extreme high pressure, that changes the enzymes of the milk and gives it that goaty flavour to it. So we try and be as gentle as possible, even when we're moulding the cheese. So we just have small cup-sized moulds. You have to be as gentle with the curd as possible so that you don't damage the enzymes in the milk too much to give it that too overpowering flavour.
I mean, it is one of the oldest sort of nursery rhymes, isn't it? We kind of the curds and whey, and we yes. know about dairy farming, but actually it's one of those things that we don't see behind the doors very much.
Yes, and often a lot of people have started off from it from having too much milk and not knowing what to do to it. So it was, and it was a way of preserving, of course, as well. I mean, one of my cheeses I can make in a day. It's ready to sell in 3 days, but it actually has a shelf life of 6 weeks on it. So, and certainly when milk goes back up for me, it will be my prime time to make a harder cheese that I can store for a couple of 3 months. But also it means we don't ever waste any milk.
Yeah, and what you do at Borough Market, I understand that Gourmet Goat comes to get the whey to make yes. halloumi.
Yes, they make their own style of cheese, with like a halloumi. It's one that's nice for them to make at home. And of course it then links the connection between the two of us together.
Yeah.
They also have our curd cheese off of us, which is almost like a very fresh cream cheese. It's lovely, smooth. But a very light flavour to it. It goes well in their salads.
Yes.
And they were a big thing for us when we came here, because we were supplying them with goat's meat 3 or 4 years ago now. And, you know, they encouraged us to come here and supply our products.
Yeah, and that is one of the lovely things about Borough Market, isn't it? It does feel like a family.
Yes, indeed, certainly. Everyone helps out as much as they can. Hook and Son, who do the raw cow's milk, they were another big motivation for us. We recently moved our position in Borough Market. We're now back-to-back with Hook and Son, which is ideal because we were quite a distance apart before, but I was getting asked for cow's milk, he was getting asked for goat's milk, so it's quite nice that we can point each other in each other's directions.
Very nice. You've got the meat as well, really importantly. Now, this is goat's meat. Is obviously used massively in Africa, but it's not very used here.
No, the awareness is certainly increasing, and we've been doing the meat for some time now. Obviously, it's all our Billy kids. Billy's meaning the boys.
Who don't normally make it to the table.
Who don't normally make it anywhere at all. Certainly.
Let's break that down. They are killed, aren't they?
They are killed as soon as they're born. There is no purpose for them, unless they're lucky enough to be used for stud purposes, for a commercial herd.
Which is an enormous amount of waste.
Indeed. I mean, if you look at us, we have roughly 200 kids a year. It's a 50-50 split. So if we couldn't find a use for them, then there's 100 Billy Kid goats that would be wasted. From a commercial point of view, it's too much hassle for them. They don't want to put the effort in with them. Basically, their sole focus would be for milk production, and whereas the boys obviously don't produce their own milk. But for us, it's about the welfare of the animals. It's about, we never hide that they have short, happy lives. We were probably looking 5 or 6 months when I start to send them off, only two at a time. But the lovely thing about us is our butcher is only a mile down the road. So we literally, it's no stress for them at all. We only ever take two or three at the most, so that they have no idea what's going on. And our butcher's wonderful as well. He shares our same principles and values in the welfare of the animals. So it's all about them not knowing what's happening, but the welfare of the animals. So that, of course, if the...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Meat is stressed before it is killed. It makes a different taste to the meat.
Because the adrenaline shoots through the veins.
Indeed, yes, and can toughen the meat, can taint the meat, give it a horrible flavour. To have a butcher on side with us that is just as good and accepts our principles and values, certainly makes for the meat being as good as it could be.
I asked him why it's taken so long to change our minds about eating goat.
Something that's never really taken off in this country until the last couple of years, and I mean gourmet goat are the ones that will tell you how much it's taken off, with the amount of awards that they've won, the amount of meat that we now sell up here is and around London markets as well.
Absolutely, and Nadia has explained that really well on the podcast.
Yeah, indeed, the demand for it, and not just kid goat but veal as well.
Yes,
veal is another one that has really... people are now starting to want to know where the food's coming from, the welfare of the food that they're eating. So long may people's perceptions and increase and awareness increase as well.
Absolutely.
Because it's what we need. And then hopefully maybe the bigger industries will start to see that there is a market for this, instead of wasting what is a perfectly good product at the end of it.
If the big companies do get involved in this, is it not going to take away the very essence, the unique selling point of what you have, which is small-scale farming, great animal husbandry? I suppose they've all got little characters and names, haven't they?
Yeah, the one rule, we don't name the boys. Don't become attached. You know, it's hard. All the girls have a name. We can name all of the girls, not a problem. But when it comes to the boys, it's certainly... try not to get too emotionally attached, because at the end of the day, 6 months down the line, occasionally Debbie has made a slip up and named one, and there are a couple of larger boys, shall we say, that have been lost in the herd so that they don't
wearing
get found. But yes, I mean, coming back to from the commercial side of it, our focus is welfare of animals, not doing waste. I mean, what a waste of a wonderful product that they can make out of it. And people's awareness. I mean, if the larger commercials start getting involved with this, more and more people will become aware of how good it can be. And that can only drive not only smaller businesses like ourselves, but also for them, things in the right direction for us.
But can you do it if it had to be upscaled?
Yes, we could. We could.
Would you want to? I mean, money aside, you want to? I'm talking about the actual day-to-day business, the small-scale borough marketness, yes. And the Debbie and David literally farming the land.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, with the boys, certainly not a problem, because they look after themselves. Yes, we go up and feed them, but they're allowed to do what they want. They play around with each other. They have a nice, happy life. With the girls, slightly different story, and when it comes to having the land to support them, when it comes to having the barns, that's the thing. At night, I mean, they all come in to sleep at night, and people don't realise how much room that these animals actually need. That's where it becomes slightly different. So from a milk point of view, we are at the moment at the most that we could be without extending out for bigger barn premises, basically. Now, that's down to Debbie and David if they want to go further. I mean, I think they're quite happy doing what they're doing. And we've just got a small team of people that work with us. If you go bigger, do you then start getting lost up and caught up in things? And that's when maybe principles, morals and values start to slip slightly.
Yes, but then again, perhaps the better way is to open the industry up to more people who are rearing goats in exactly the same way as you are, and then there's more good goat out in the market, but more awareness of good animal husbandry.
Yes, yeah, indeed. And as we always say, the welfare of the animals will always be the most important thing, and we want people to have that awareness of what we do.
What's your favourite recipe with the billy goat?
My favourite recipe, as much as I love roasting a joint like a lamb, I actually love it in a casserole. People think that it's all just for curry goat, which is a massive thing, and we certainly sell a lot of it for curry goat, but certainly I like it in a casserole just with root vegetables. Leave it in the slow cooker for however many hours you want. There is this misconception that it has to be cooked for ages, but of course this is kid meat. This isn't old. It's not like mutton. It's not like an old goat. So I mean, a couple of hours in a slow cooker is ideal for it, and just let the gravy thicken with it. And quite often I will do that before I go to work and eat it when I come home from work.
Bit of wine, bit of red wine.
Red wine, and like I say, good root vegetables. So your celery. I love Swede in it as well. Just so the Swede turns and just starts to mash as you're cutting into it, and of course potatoes, carrots, that sort of thing. But it's actually quite a nice, easy thing to do. People think that there's so much cooking and everything involved with it, and there's really not. But then on an opposite scale, it makes a wonderful Sunday lunch. Certainly when we have people, my partner and I have people around, we will cook a nice leg of goat, wrap it in foil, put it on a bed of vegetables, allow it to cook for two and a half hours. And then just unwrap it for the last half an hour, just so it gets a nice crisp edge. And it doesn't have that real strong flavour like lamb's got. People expect it to have a real strong, but because it's not very old, you're only talking 6-7 months old, it's got a much lighter, and it's a very lean meat. There's not a lot of fat on it.
Going back to where we started, you know, the health value of goat meat.
Yes.
I wonder if we're so much more health conscious now, whether that will increase people's understanding of
Absolutely.
Why to eat it.
There should always be fat in people's diet, but this meat does have fat on it. It's still an animal, but it's a far leaner meat. It's very rich. It's actually the lowest saturated fat meat, red meat that you can get. So And certainly with people's perceptions on food changing, the increase for it is rising like there's no tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to take one home with me today, and I'm going to pop over to Turnips and get some of the root vegetables.
The root vegetables to go with it would be ideal.
And the overwhelming message from Ellie's Dairy is that it's all about the love of the goat.
We have a lot of Toggenburgs, so they're the ones with, well, the way I describe them, ones with sticky up ears and one with baggy ears. So the baggy ears are Anglo Nubians. And we introduced a stud boy a couple of years ago now, who was named Hugo. We bought him from another goat farmer because we wanted to start to introduce different lines. Lovely characters. They're very affectionate animals, and very social as well. You certainly couldn't keep, if you were to keep a goat on its own, it wouldn't be a happy animal at all. And actually, when you look at them in the eyes, they look like they're thinking something. They're sussing you out as much as you're sussing them out. You can tell that they're thinking, they're wondering what they can get up to next. They are absolute escape artists. There's no hiding that, and certainly kidding. Of course, we're set up with the railings for the big animals, but obviously when we make the pens for when they're kidding, the babies are so small, they slip out underneath. We're searching the farm every night and morning to see if anyone's got out. I know Debbie has some sleep. She has a caravan next to the barn, so she's on call basically 24/7, and has been known for a goat to end up sleeping under the caravan. So we have to keep our eyes open at this time of year, and that's how we can name them, because some of them look so similar, but we can tell from their character. I mean, we'll have goats as soon as certainly my favourite, as soon as I walk in the barn and she'll hear me talking to Debbie, her name's Vivian the goat. She'll come over and come for a stroke. Now, none of the other goats will come up and do that to me. Now, whether that's because I've spoiled her with apples and bananas, probably, rather than the sound of my voice. And Debbie's the same. She'll have ones that approach her, that come up to her. So they make this distinguish between the two different people.
Has she still got the original goats?
There is one, Betty. Betty is now nearly 13, I think. But unfortunately, Ellie passed away a few years ago, who was the original. But I mean, that's another thing for us. We like to keep the old girls, even when they've stopped milking, because they will teach the youngsters what to do. Especially this time of year, we're kidding. For whatever reason, maybe we're not there for 10 minutes and the goat's had her kids. We rely on the older goats to teach them how to do things. And the goatlings, which are the two-year-old goats that we first put into kid this year, we won't kid in the first year, we always leave it 2 years, that's invaluable, because what they teach them to do of cleaning their babies and encourage them onto the teats when they're first born, we're not as good as what the girls can teach them how to do it. So without them, and then that's how we separate characters. I mean, we have goats that are present at every birth, if they can be. They have almost this maternal instinct that they need to be. They're like a midwife, basically. They make sure they're there and they look after them. Squat!
Thanks for listening to the Borough Market Podcast. We'll be back in a couple of weeks for the first in a more occasional series of Borough Talks. Check the Borough Market website for details on how you can get tickets.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.